AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama is at an elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee, talking about the impact the Affordable Care Act has had on health care across the country.
There are a whole host of things that fall under the Affordable Care Act that are benefiting 100 million, 150 million people. They just may not be aware of it.
The White House is pushing for more states to extend Medicaid coverage of low-income people. Earlier today, at the White House, the president made it official.
The United States has agreed to formally reestablish diplomatic relations with the Republic of Cuba and reopen embassies in our respective countries.
In his announcement, Obama says Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Cuba later this summer to raise the flag at the embassy that has been without an ambassador since 1961. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a Cuban-American and a 2016 presidential contender, calls the restoration of diplomatic ties unconditional surrender to the Castros. Cruz is threatening to block any Obama nominee for ambassador. Federal Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agents, part of the investigation into a fire at a black church last night in Greeleyville, South Carolina. County Fire Chief Randy Swinton says the Mount Zion AME Church was destroyed by the fire.
The church is total loss. On estimate dollars, we haven't figured that out yet. I know what value of the contents inside the church. We don't have an estimate amount of what the church was worth.
While the lead ATF agent at the scene says no cause has been ruled out, another federal official says preliminary indications are that the fire was not intentionally set and was not arson. On Wall Street, with an hour left in trading, the Dow is up 96. The Nasdaq has gained 16. This is AP Radio News. SUV sales drive June auto sales. Rita Foley tells us more.
Nissan posted a whopping 54% increase in the sale of its redesigned small SUV, the Rogue. 25% more Jeeps were sold, and sales of the redesigned Ford Explorer SUV jumped 30%, although Ford sales rose only 2% overall. Nissan total sales were up more than 13%, and Fiat Chrysler, which owns Jeep, was up 8%. GM sales fell 3%, though it reports a 19% increase in the sales of its pickups. I'm Rita Foley.
Hillary Rodham Clinton's presidential campaign says it's on track to report that it has raised more than $45 million since its official launch back in mid-April. With a majority of individual donors giving about $100 or so, the campaign has also raked in more than $19 million in a series of celebrity-studded fundraisers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.